This last week with Dad, it's been a living hell. When I'm there, I feel like my territory is being violated. When I'm not, I'm worried about what he's up to. Look at me, I'm a nervous wreck. You don't still have the brochures from those rest homes, do you?
But you really think that's necessary?
I'm afraid I do. I don't have my life anymore. You don't suppose there's a chance that you and Maris could...
Dear God, no.
How they listen to how Frasier and Niles try to pass the buck back and forth, and Dad is the buck in this case. And have you been in that type of a situation where you need to be a caretaker for someone in your life, and you've got siblings, and you're running into conflicts with your siblings? That's one of the many topics you can call me and ask me questions about. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. Also, if you're having difficulty, you're living with your parents, or you're living with somebody who feels intrusive and you don't feel like you have your privacy anymore, I'm a clinical psychologist, and those are the types of questions and issues that I deal with all the time. So you can pick up the phone and call me right now. My number's toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And right now we're turning to the phones. Sandy, welcome to the show.
Hey, hi.
Hi. And you're trying to separate from a boyfriend?
He's a man. He's a man friend.
A man friend. Okay. Yes. When you say a man friend, how does that differ from a boyfriend?
Because he's not a boy.
Oh, okay. How old is he?
He's almost 60.
Oh, you know, I never thought of using the term man rather than boy.
Well, that was wrong with some of them.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. You are so right. Yeah.
It took a long time to become a man. So anyway,
you've been with him for how many years, Sandy?
Not. It's just going to be a year.
1 year.
Yeah.
And you've been living with him?
No.
Oh, no?
He's got a home. I've got a home.
So, and you're how old?
I'm not old. I'm only 44.
You're only 44. Isn't that nice? 44 years young.
Yes.
Yeah. You're not a girl, though, are you?
No.
No, you're
a
woman.
Lovely lady.
Lady, okay.
Yeah.
So, tell me what the situation that you're facing is.
Well, I've just learned that he's a diabetic.
Yeah.
And he's in the hospital right now and having surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And his lifestyle is getting much better in terms of him taking care of himself. But I'm really anxious and eager to decide upon finding myself a new love.
And what prevents you from doing that? What ideas prevent you from doing that?
Nothing. Nothing. I'm just trying to clarify, is this something that would be a okay green light from you or not?
If you said to me that you have a daughter who's being hospitalized because she has, and you name it, the measles, the mumps, or something more serious like cancer. And so you want to run away from your daughter and find a new daughter. I would say, what are you, you know, we don't do that.
Right.
You love your child.
Yeah.
And when they're hurt through no fault of their own, it's your child. It's your responsibility. And hopefully you've chosen parenting and you want to stay there. Everything changes when it's a man friend. Okay.
Right.
The difference is that you don't have an obligation to stay with him, whether he's drinking or whether it's an illness that makes you feel like you're no longer compatible to stay with him when you don't feel the love or don't feel the connection or you see the age gap. Many times, you know, as you get into your 60s or 70s, and if you're dating someone who's 30 or 40, guess what you start to notice?
Yeah. Well, I'm desperately, definitely, wholeheartedly, romantically, sincerely in love with him.
You do love him.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah. So why would you want to break ties?
Because I am looking for I'm looking for a lifestyle that I'm used to that's not strained. And I'm, like I just said, he's a diabetic person, and I'm happy to continue to enjoy my lifestyle with traveling and doing the things that we used to do. And this has become something that's been an inconvenience for the both of us, but I'm recognizing it more so for myself.
So you're trying...
I'm trying to say that I would not like to completely break up with this person, but I'm certainly looking for another lover.
Well, it sounds like you can't have both.
Oh,
right?
But I can. See, that's what I'm used to.
Oh, it's wait, you mean two lovers, two men you're making?
Sure.
That you're sure. Sexually involved with?
Sure.
Okay. So you're not looking for... See, you asked me what my take is on this, and I think that you can feel very close and bonded and fond of many, or not many, but like two men, we'll use your example, two men. When you want an intimate relationship, one of the beauties of it is its exclusivity, that you share. It's not just having sex. You can have...
Exactly, of course. My heart is definitely there. I'm quite fond of his way of doing things that makes me happy, but this is not going to last forever, and I'm going to need to have a couple of backbones.
Backbones? I mean, you want backups?
Yes.
Okay, you don't want... Now, you know, a love relationship is a connection between two individuals. Have you shared this with him to tell him that you want another lover who doesn't have as much baggage, health baggage?
Somewhat. But I didn't mention the fact that this was an issue in regards to his health because I didn't know the seriousness of this. He doesn't take insulin. He's just a person that takes a pop.
So how is it interfering with your lifestyle, and have you found someone else on the side?
Yes, it isn't interfering because I don't know that he's really able to take care of himself, and I'm not one that's very good with sick individuals.
Have you taken care of sick individuals in your past?
Yeah.
Who comes to mind?
Oh, that's okay. Two people that just left my life not long ago. I was a caretaker for a very long time.
For mom and dad or
no,
siblings?
No. But anyway, I'm not wanting to visit a hospital anymore. I'm not wanting...
Oh, it's totally your... Listen, you need to share this with him and come up with a solution that works for both of you. What I would say, if you want my take on it, is you need to be honest with him and let him know where you stand, tactfully honest. I don't mean to go in, and I don't think you would go in there like a bull in a china shop and say
no.
That, you know, you're sick and I'm dumping you because I've done the hospital thing and I'm moving on, boy. You can just say, listen, this, I want you to see the world through my perspective. I took care of, and I know you don't want to say who the
right.
people are.
I don't think I will ever share that with
you. Oh, that's fine. But yeah. I've taken care of two people in my life who were sick, and it's so traumatizing for me. I'm getting flashbacks or whatever happens to be happening.
My daughter and I just shared this today.
And that, I know we're winding down on time here, but I'm getting, it's so traumatizing that I love you dearly. I will always love you. And I don't know whether it's possible for us to reduce our relationship to a friendship status or what your thoughts are on it. But I'd like you to give it some thought because this is not working for me as much as I love you. So you're telling him you love many aspects of him, but that because of some trauma, you don't want to get into a caretaker role again.
Right.
Then
right.
you want to be careful shopping around, because if you don't want a caretaker role, you want someone in your age range at least. I mean, you can't guarantee that they won't end up in the hospital through a car accident or something. But if you're shopping for people that are that much older than you, he's 16 years older, then you're asking for that again. So you want to look at those dynamics. And in romance, I look at the if you want the top romantic intimacy, then you're looking at you're looking at one person, not two people. So I think it's fine to try to reduce the relationship to a friendship if he's willing to go for that. Listen, thank you so much for your call, Sandy. So I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
A few fortunate individuals have a first impression of a partner that turns out to be accurate. They are a perfect match, but even these individuals should not commit to a permanent attachment on the spot. Attraction at first sight is fine, but nothing can replace the need to gain more knowledge about your potential partner. What people call love at first sight is often the result of infatuation. Infatuation refers to a strong, immediate emotional attraction based on a small number of qualities, sometimes only one, such as looks.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.